We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're joined by Anthony May, the general manager over at Classics 5 on the Boulevard. Anthony, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for the opportunity to give an update.
I'd have to imagine it's an exciting day for you and everyone in your industry. It's the first time in well over a year that we have a weekend where weddings are going to be able to happen, for the most part, without any restrictions. It has to feel good.
It sure does, yeah. I mean, it's been a long time coming, from reacting to announcements, waiting for guidelines, implementing rules, to we're back open for business.
Yeah, back open for business. What does this mean for you? I'm wondering, you know, what your communication has been like for people who are getting married or wanting to throw wedding events. Have people been a little reluctant to schedule right away until this happened? And maybe are you waiting on that, or do you have things lined up all weekend long?
Sure, yeah, we got a busy weekend coming up, but, I mean, you know, currently week to week we're about, almost halfway back to where we would be normally. In all honesty, you know, it's been a lot of wait and see for couples and large events. If you could imagine a wedding, couples are sending invitations 8 weeks before, and if you could imagine 8 weeks ago, I don't think we all kind of knew where we would be at this point.
Yeah, no one really knew. I was saying all last week that I got a feel for brides, especially, and everyone who's trying to plan a wedding and maybe has one right around now, you know, whether it's this weekend or whether it was last weekend. You know, one day you're operating under all these restrictions. Man, if we held out 1 week or one day, we would have been free of everything. Have you heard a little bit of that frustration?
A little bit. You know, it's kind of been, you know, tough for these couples. Planning, everything from trimming guest lists, postponing some of them 2 and 3 times, and there's just a lot goes into the planning process of a wedding reception. You know, most couples book them, you know, more than a year out, and a lot. We're kind of not out of the woods yet. We're really kind of doing a lot in 2021 now, and working with our couples throughout the rest of the year to see who still wants to go ahead with their wedding. Everybody kind of is in different stages of their lives now. People have done smaller ceremonies. You know, a wedding is kind of a start of a life between two individuals. And, a lot of people didn't want to kind of wait, you know, to do the big party. They did smaller things or did stuff outside. And we're limited to indoor gatherings.
I'd imagine communication is maybe important, especially right now, with people still a little bit confused as to what might be allowed, what isn't allowed. And thinking of weddings in particular, you know, these invitations come out, say, 2 months ago, and maybe on the invitation somewhere as well, you know, we have to follow this rule, you have to wear a mask to come in, or maybe the invitation said you needed to get tested or show proof of vaccination, and now these rules are coming off, and I can imagine people kind of walking into the venue thinking, what do I still need this? Do I need that? Are all these rules still on? And maybe it's different per wedding, too. Maybe some of the weddings prefer to keep some of the rules for whatever reason, but communication has to be a big key this weekend.
Absolutely, without a doubt. We've been in constant contact with our couples throughout the past year, 15 months, and it's been a bit of a different job day to day than any normal year. Lots of people attending weddings, calling the office, asking about the rules, not knowing what they're going to need. when it comes to what type of tests, masks, how many people are going to be sitting at their tables. You know, people kind of worried on, you know, about attending in a large event or a wedding, you know, how many people are going to be there, you know, that type of thing. You know, as far as, you know, working with the couples, we've, you know, we understand that, you know, they've been through so much, you know, dealing with the pandemic and switching their day several times. And, you know, we're just happy the ones that are going on are willing to go ahead with it.
Yeah, it's a happy day for them to be able to have this kind of without the weight of, you know, what you are and aren't allowed to do over their shoulders. For you personally, as a business owner and kind of looking at the return of hopefully life as we know it from here on out, how are you ramping up and how have you been able to ramp up over the past week? We all know of the challenges, whether it's been hiring or supply issues. What have those things meant for you?
Yeah, without a doubt, we are, you know, having issues with staffing. We're having to deal with the constant change in cost of supplies and food on a daily basis, on a week-to-week basis. Things are changing. You know, we operate a little bit differently than a restaurant, you know, where, you know, these events get planned, you know, a couple weeks out where you might decide where you're going to go to eat that night, that morning. So, I mean, we're definitely kind of rolling with the punches, hoping by 2021 we're able to be back to where we were in 2019.
I'd have to imagine in your mind there's no going back, right? You're kind of open, and this is it, right? You're not expecting any more announcement like, oh, wait, closed again or some other restriction.
Yeah, we can't really operate on the expectation that, you know, anything like this is going to happen again. We really have to, as a business, look forward and, you know, take as many as events that kind of come our way, and hopefully that the limitations in staff and increased food costs don't keep us back.
Are you, I'm not sure if maybe you have a handle on this in any which way, but have the bookings picked up, whether it's a wedding or another event, just over the last week or since that announcement of restrictions was made earlier this week, now that people kind of know they have the all clear, even if it's for a year or so in advance, have people finally said, okay, I kind of feel like I can book something?
Sure. No, yeah, we've definitely been, you know, fielding a lot of calls for 2021 over the past month and kind of throughout the pandemic. People have always kind of thought at some point this would be behind us and they can continue with their celebrations, whether it be a, you know, a baby shower, large scale events, small scale event, wedding, graduations, birthday parties and stuff like that. A lot of 30 birthday parties are turning to 30 plus ones and stuff like that, anniversaries. You know, as these events kind of come back, it's amazing to see people's faces and, you know, all the laughter and all the camaraderie. People are just enjoying each other's company again, and we're very optimistic.
Well, hey, we wish you the best this weekend. Hopefully it's a successful one for you and everyone out there in the industry and for everyone getting married. That's Anthony May. He's the general manager over at Classics 5. Down on Niagara Falls Boulevard, and an exciting weekend for him and a lot of people who are able to have the first weekend in over a year where you can have a wedding without any sort of restrictions or guidelines like that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.